Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. It's great to have you inside the number one motivational podcast on the planet. What is up? October 19, 2015. Off to a fantastic start. Fresh back from the sunny state of Florida. Spoke in Orlando for our amazing client, Peak Potentials, Gorilla Business School. Anyone that's ever been a Gorilla Business School, shout out to you. I got asked a very interesting question. I was part of a panel Saturday night and had a really, or Friday night, I'm sorry, a really interesting question come up. I'll explain that to you. First of all, shout out to all the listeners. Thanks so much for plugging in to this show. Very grateful. The longest running motivational podcast on iTunes since 2005. You guys are awesome. And we will continue to deliver my commitment to you. Tremendous value in the personal development niche inside the motivational industry to inspire you to go after your dreams, because you know why. Most of the people that you're going to run into today were dead at the age of 25, and it's just going to take another 30 years to bury them. You know what I mean? So, hey, let's get after it. Got to ask an interesting question from some fired up entrepreneurs. This was posed to everybody on the panel, not just myself. There was probably six or seven of us on the panel that were taking questions, mainly all the people who spoke at the event. And it went like this. If you lost everything tomorrow, how would you earn it back? And I thought that was a really interesting question because I actually have lost everything before. And if you haven't lost everything money-wise, we're speaking money, not health or anything like that, well, I guess you could. Lance Armstrong made a great living out of, you know, coming back regardless of losing all of those because of the, you know, PEDs or whatever he was convicted of, losing all his Tour de France medals. But, hey, make no mistake, man, the guy came back from literally death's door. And I think it's well documented if you've ever seen photos of Lance Armstrong in his hospital bed, just literally shriveled up with no hair like most of these cancer victims. It's just, it gnaws at you, man. It's just, it's very unseemly. It's tough to look at. And then to see him, I don't care, you know, winning the Tour de France or not winning the Tour de France. I mean, just getting on a damn bike, just getting up out of bed. I mean, that to me is the message there without judging somebody with all the other crap. Yeah, I know he lied. Yeah, I know he threw people under the bus. I get it. I'm not vouching for, you know, the guy's credibility. Am I going to have him endorse my product? I'm saying getting off the deathbed, man. My Lord, if 5% of the people in the world had any of that motivation, they would crush it. But if you lost everything from a business perspective, what would you do? And, you know, my knee-jerk reaction, shocker, knee-jerk, without thinking at all, was simply this. You know, I would start today blogging, podcasting, doing whatever I could do to drive revenue, creating an audio product, creating videos, whatever it is. And I don't, you know what? I don't care if it's mowing lawns, man. I really don't even care. Shoveling sidewalks doesn't matter. I would start generating income and documenting every single minute of it. And I would sell it. Watch me as I earn it all back. Watch me. And even if I had not, you know, because then people say, well, you're so-and-so, or you've already got a following, and you got an email. No, I'm saying take the email list away. All right, take the social media following away. Take the name away. Call me Steve Smith, okay? And I'm going to write an ebook tomorrow from Steve Smith to you on how I went broke and starting earning it back minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, month by month. And you watch me. And you know what the funny thing is all of it's going to be mindset. Very little of it is going to be strategy or, you know, all of these secret places where people think that we all make money from. You know, well, what's your secret? You know, my secret is getting my head out of my backside and not feeling sorry for myself and playing the victim role. That's really the secret, because we all have access to Facebook ads. We all have access to Google pay-per-click. We all have access to blogs. And You can set up a blog at absolutely no charge. You just buy a web domain for $9, install WordPress on it for free, and you're off and running. The problem is most people don't want to do any of that. They want to think, well, Jesus, no, really, no, what's the fastest way to do it? I would hire some people on Fiverr at $5 a pop. I'd have some nice banners going on the blog. I'd get maybe a fresher look to it, a design. Lord knows I'm not a designer. I'd probably go over to ClickBank, see if there's a few affiliate products I could promote within the niche that I've decided to start blogging and writing and podcasting and shooting videos about and posting on social media. And I would promote those products and get paid at least 50, sometimes 100% commission. Maybe I endorse a network marketing company. And, you know, all of these things we all have access to. But what we all don't have access to is the mindset that we're going to actually get off our ass and do it. Because what actually ends up happening, and we talk about this a lot, is we go back to default. You know, default Ohio, default Carolina, default Iowa. You know, we all got this default mechanism that when it gets a little trickier than we thought it was going to get, we just stop. Man, I knew it wasn't for me. Man, I knew it wasn't going to work out. You know, all that salesy stuff, you know, trying to sell me all that stuff and make it look so easy. You know, nobody said it'd be easy. We only said it'd be worth it, you know. So, yeah, it's going to take a little while. But if you've lost everything and you want to encourage people and inspire them while making all of that back, I would highly suggest you start capturing right now in a journal what you are doing. If you are currently overweight, you're obese, you've gone to the doctor and they said, hey, man, bariatric surgery or lose weight or you're dead. I mean, you got just a few choices left. Why don't you use that versus saying, ah, you're talking to me like that. I'm not obese. Why don't you do this? Why don't you say, all right, I'm going to start day one and I'm going to do one push-up and I'm going to try to do one sit-up. I might be able to do one sit-up. I might be able to walk a half a mile, you know, without passing out. I'm definitely going to padlock the pantry and throw everything out of there. I'm getting myself a mixer, a blender, whatever it is. I'm going to get some spinach, grind it up with some water, throw a little fruit in there. That's my diet for the next 30 days. And then check back with your doctor. They won't even recognize you. Seriously, that's only after 30 days. The problem is, though, it's very, very, very difficult to change a habit in just one day. You know, if you want to try something that's going to give you a little bit of a sense of it, and I do this, if you see me speak, then you're going to be like, oh, here he comes with the wristwatch again. Here he comes with the wristwatch again. But I have people take their watch off, whatever wrist you wear it on. For me, I'm right-handed, so I wear a watch when I haven't worn a watch in 20 years because I don't really need to be anywhere anytime soon. But anyway, I put a watch on my left hand, and on my left wrist, I take it off. I put it on my right wrist. You know how uncomfortable it is? It takes me like 3 hours just to be able to clasp it, just to get the watch on my right wrist. And it feels incredibly awkward. Like, what in the... But you know what? It doesn't feel so awkward after a few hours. I mean, it goes away a little bit. But after a few weeks, you don't even know that wristwatch is on the other wrist now. You know? And if you want to kind of equate to how it feels to break a habit and just get a general sense of it, while you're going through what you're going through, put that wristwatch on that opposite wrist while you are losing weight, while you are earning income, while you're building your business, while you're building a relationship, whatever it is, whatever helps you equate that. You know, we're in day three. We're in week three. Do this all the time. Track it, man. You can't manage what you don't measure. But that question that came up in the panel Friday night in Orlando when I was speaking down there that was a really great question. How would you earn it back? I said, I would just start doing everything I can and selling the hell out of the product. I would pre-sell the product. How I lost everything and made it back in 90 days, launching January 1st, $97, buy it now, you know, or $397 when it comes out. Anything like that. How you lost 30 pounds in 30 days, sell a pre-launch to it. There's so many different ways to monetize your intellectual property, but there's not very many other ways to get started than to just simply get started. You know what I mean? It's like, the first day is going to suck. I'll tell you right now, you're not going to see any progress, not even maybe in the first week. And you know what? That's why week, the synonym, what is it? Homonym sounds the same, spelled differently, if my third grade English is correct. A homonym, week, W-E-E-K, that's how long it will take you to see probably any kind of change. And week, W-E-A-K, is what most people are who quit because they want the microwave mentality to kick in for them because they feel some sense of entitlement that because they've tried something for 10 minutes, it should yield some kind of result. And so it doesn't, and then they go to their job, and that's when they're stuck in the cubicle for the rest of their life. And I don't know quite why I'm speaking like this, but it sounds weird. I think it might be a pattern interrupt of some sort. So let me help you out a little bit, all right? If you've lost everything, okay, don't feel bad. We all have. No big deal. You know, when I went bankrupt, I used to take people to coffee at Panera Bread, Starbucks, preferably people that have made a lot of money and lost it all. Or I didn't even know they lost it all. And I would take literally, man, really men and women who are really uber successful people, just multi-millionaires and in great shape. Just I wanted the whole enchilada. I didn't want to stop. Money was great, but also what good is it if you can't enjoy it with your health, right? So I'd be like, yeah, I'm bankrupt, man. They're like, what? Oh, bankrupt. Went bankrupt last month. I found you. How many times? They would ask me, how many times? What do you mean, how many times? How many times you been bankrupt? My first time? Why? I don't want to do it. Oh, my. Really? Dude, go get a couple more under your belt and then come see me. Check, please. It's like, hey, hold on a second. You mean you've been bankrupt? I'm trying to whisper. Like, first, quit whispering about it. Everybody in here has skeletons in their closet. Everyone's got problems. Yours just happens to be a temporary, keyword temporary, financial one. And yeah, I've been bankrupt 2 or 3 times, 4 times. I mean, do you want me to distinguish between personal and business? And then it kind of hit me. It's like, wow, okay. So yeah, there's a lot of people out there that have failed miserably, but there really aren't any failures, right? There's just lessons. There's no failures. There's only lessons. So take a week, do what you want to do to get yourself back where you want to be, health, business, relationship, whatever it is. And after a week, you're going to see maybe, I mean, if we're equating it to weight loss, you might lose, if you weigh 200 pounds, you might lose 2 pounds, okay? But I'm working out. Yeah, I get it. I get it. The real results are going to be in week 3, 4, 5. Same thing with your business. You know, you're posting out there, you're networking, you're working 16 hours a day, you're buying some ads on Facebook, whatever it is, okay? Or even if you're in a job, preferably a job you love, because anybody in a job that they don't like is a sellout and you're playing small. We all know that, okay? There's not even any room for argument on that. You're playing very small if you don't love what you do, because you know this is a free country we're living in, all right? You know there's opportunities everywhere. It's just you are walking around with your eyes closed, okay? So even if you're in a job, one that you love, take a week and say, hey, man, I'm going to start going in a new direction, and I'm going to make a difference within the organization. Your boss is going to love you, and senior leadership is going to love you, and they're going to promote you, and they're going to pay you a lot of money because you're always changing, because the only thing constant is change, especially inside of a corporate environment, all right? So just be that individual who don't wait for somebody to tell you that it's time to change, because by that time, it's too late. They're telling everybody that it's time to change. When you're ahead of the curve, you make more money, all right? Like Wayne Gretzky says, I always went to where I thought the puck was going to be next, not where it was right then, because nobody's scoring when they know where it is right now. I want to be where it is next play. That's where you want to be where the puck is going to be. You know what I mean? It's so much more fun living life that way. So don't be weak, W-E-A-K. Start this week, W-E-E-K. And learn to speak motivation, inspiration, seeds of greatness, because you have them inside of you. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.